So welcome everyone. Today is August 20th, and we're having our steering committee meeting, and we are going to start with introductions. Why don't we start with Ron?
Yes, hi, Ron Hernandez, co-chair of the membership committee meeting.
Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hi, I'm a Parliament Council member.
And I guess Bill.
Bill Bloom, SFDPH, ex officio member.
Mark.
Mark Moore, Council staff.
Kira.
Kira, council staff.
And Irma, also council co-chair. I don't think we have anyone else. I don't see anyone else on my screen. Okay, perfect. Any public comment? We don't have any public comment. So we are gonna hear from the different work groups. Thomas. Hi, Thomas. Do you want to introduce
It's
yourself?
all good. Thomas Noel, they, them pronouns. I'm sure you all were lost without me.
Okay, great. Do we have
Nobody laughed.
someone? Perfect. Do we have someone from community engagement?
No, that we don't have, so we'd have to have Kira
Yeah.
maybe do
I
that.
can give that update. We just went through our normal items on the agenda. So that was the HCAP report from Stephen, and then needs assessment updates, which is that outreach is occurring and we're currently recruiting participants for our needs assessment. And that was it. It was a pretty short and straightforward meeting.
Okay, and then we have council affairs, and I should remember what we discussed, but maybe Mark can help me or Thomas.
Gosh, ooh, should have had that. We had a
The
presentation
presentation.
overview from Floor of our annual HIV report. This one will be from HIV Health Care Connect. I think I'm adding a word in there. And that was pretty much it.
Okay.
We also decided to move John Ainsley's service summary sheets to September, which will mean a pretty tight agenda for September and probably an earlier meeting for Monday.
Perfect. Thank you. Ron, can you repeat membership?
Yes, we didn't have a very long meeting at all last week. We did discuss Franca Chevalier's exit interview application, or whatever you want to call it. Other than that, we did our regular demographic information updates, and that was it. It was a quick, easy meeting. Was
Perfect.
there anything I skipped there, Kira?
No, you got everything. I did want to update folks on that note, though, is that everyone who wrote reapplied for a renewal did get approved. So yay.
Yay. Perfect. That's good to hear. All right. So moving on to meeting evaluation by Kira.
And I can share that link. All right, and can folks see this? So we had a total of 18 council members present, and we actually got 17 surveys back. So that's, I think, the best we've done so far in terms of surveys.
That's wonderful.
So I'll go ahead and get started. The information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting, and we had 15 people agree, and then one person somewhat agreed. The meeting was run efficiently by Irma Parada. And we had 15 people agree, and then two people skipped that question. Irma forgot to allow for council and public comment after each topic. Great facilitation as always, and well done. The agenda was well planned. We had 15 people agree, and one person somewhat disagree. And there was a comment, full but not overly so. The DAS Community Needs Assessment Report by Mike Zog was informative and relevant to the HCPC. And we had 15 people agree, 2 people somewhat agree. And we have a couple comments here. Wish there was more specific community info. Thank you, learned a lot. Good to see some work on LGBTQ plus seniors. He needs to practice more on giving presentations, and we should have him back again in the next 6 months to report on ICHA.
Wow.
The Hearst Humanity
Oh,
by
I'm
Mark
glad they
Wilhelm.
saved they kept the spice with the other two.
Jesus.
I like us all
The
agree.
Hearst Humanity by Mark Molnar was effective and engaging to the HCPC, and 15 people agreed, 2 people skipped.
Oh, let's see what these comments
All
say.
right, these comments say, always fun to
Ah,
hear you,
shoot.
LOL.
LOL,
Fantastic
huh?
as always. Great job, Mark. Well done, pacing and content.
Well, excellent.
The Prevention Megatrends presentation by Thomas Noble was informative and relevant to the HCPC, and everyone agreed. There were a total of 5 comments. Great as always, pure love, LOL. That was fast. Great job. Well done, very comprehensive. As for the needs of council members being met during this time, we had 16 people agree and 1 person somewhat agree. Some of the comments included the food this month was not good, limited protein options, cannot eat tofu or fish, I am allergic, missed warm food this time. 100% met, and thank you. As for what worked well for council members during this meeting or what could have been improved, staff were great as always, need a dessert. Presentations were clear, mostly stayed on track with the agenda. Opinion and request. Please diversify the catering order. There's a repeated emphasis on Southeast Asian cuisine, perhaps a new food delivery platform. As for any suggestions for future presentation or training topics, someone mentioned we need Wi-Fi access for the summit and regular meetings. Newly diagnosed with HIV, their experience and needs. This meeting received an overall 9.5 out of 10. Any questions before I stop sharing?
Like Thomas has their hand up.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Actually, it's
Not
Richard,
Thomas, Richard. Mix you
but
guys.
I'll go after
Anyways.
Richard. Yes, I had a lead-off question, but hearing all the things about the meal, it made me hungry. I always enjoyed the meals there. So for the Chronicle critics there, I don't know. But anyways, I had a question about for Irma's like running the meeting, and I always get confused. Are comments available to the public after every topic? The chair has to ask that. Someone commented that Irma forgot to ask the public for comments after every topic. Is that real?
I don't remember, but it is an error that everyone does. I've done it myself. It's just a very common thing to go right to the next agenda item.
Okay, sorry about that. Irma, you did a great job.
Thank you, Richard.
She did do a great job.
I'm not heartbroken by that comment.
Irma's
My
on
ego
holiday.
is not that sensitive.
I was actually going to say the same thing, Richard. I think between, staff and myself, and we all are watching for it because Mark's right. We all do it.
Yeah.
So I'm usually pretty good about if we forget. I also think maybe by sometime there's no public left. So that doesn't help. If there's like one person who's Natalie or something sitting back there, our minds don't really trigger to think of that there's public in the space. So, but yeah, no, Irma, I thought you did great.
Thanks. They're stuck with me anyway, so.
Is Derek facilitating Monday?
You should be facilitating, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
First time to
okay.
facilitate. Because
Okay. he couldn't make today.
I'm assuming so. This is something that Kat might know more offhand. But I feel like I faintly recollect him never being able to make steering, that it was only Lee coming. I think. I could double check with him, but we don't see him, so no.
Thanks, Irma, for stepping up and
Yeah,
facilitating
no
this meeting.
problem. Yeah, sure. So we are going to review the full council
Okay, I
approval.
see we have Bill. His hand is up. Bill.
Yes,
Oh, sorry.
that's
Where
okay.
do you see that? I don't see Bill at all.
I am off camera because
Sorry, Bill. I didn't mean to see
okay.
you. Go
I have a
ahead.
little bit of a cold and a nosebleed, so I'm sparing you guys the visual that you really don't want to see. Just for this meeting, we're at a funny time in HIV Health Services where we're doing a ton of we're setting up RFPs and monitoring a bunch of programs. So it's not particularly, I don't think it's particularly interesting for the council. Also, that the federal government is on, both houses are not in session. So I guess the question is, I can do like the world's quickest presentation. We did, I believe, we think we got approved for the carry forward, but I don't have a lot else to report. So either I could not report this month, give a very brief report, or given that the agenda is short, is there anything you all want me to speak on? Those are the three flavors, and happy for either.
I would say at least a report, your basic report. I don't have any suggestions for an extended report, but I think basic would.
Basic, okay. It just will be super brief, but I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Super brief it will be. If anyone thinks of something, let me know and I'll try and prepare something.
Okay. All right. I don't see anyone else that has their hand up. So we are going to move to the full council agenda.
All right, hopefully you can see it now. It's a shorter agenda, as I mentioned earlier. I switched out general updates with the report. So we have floor coming on right after staff announcements. Gave it a full 45. It can go over as well because we have plenty of time, and then we'll take an earlier dinner break. And then we have all of our updates, our regular updates from Bill and Thomas. Thomas, I removed ETE per your instructions a month ago. CARE, SOA and ADAP, and then just an addition here, a report back from the folks who attended the CARE conference. So that'll be from Lee, from Irma, from Bill, from me. And then we will leave. I have us leaving at 6, but quite possibly we'll be leaving considerably earlier than that.
Wow.
So it's a shorter meeting, which I am unbothered by.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then after policies, we don't have, I feel like, enough representation to really go over it, but I'd like to give you all a snapshot of where we're at. So it's in our the remaining policies are in four categories. The first category are policies that have yet to be reviewed, and those are our relationship between counties and council. I've sent that out to Anna and Na to look over, as well as invited them to this meeting. I haven't heard back from them, so if they don't have anything, I'll just bring it as is. It was updated actually a bit ago, but I'll bring the updated version to us next. We have our cultural humility statement. This pre-exists everyone, I think, besides Bill Bloom. Many years ago, I hired, I know I didn't actually hire, she was working at Shanti. I hired a person who was an expert in cultural humility because she was a mentee of the person who invented cultural humility to come give the council the training, and what came out of that training and subsequent dialogue was a cultural humility statement that's a part of our P&P. So we'll review that and also our grievance procedure. So those are the ones that we have to review that we haven't looked at yet. That's the first batch. The second, so that's three there. And then the second batch is people that I'm waiting to hear back from. I'll probably just have to set up maybe a Zoom or a call with these folks to get info. And that's two policies that Thomas needs to weigh in on that Thomas and I have talked about. And then one policy from Bill around council member reimbursement that he was going to get back to us on. But Bill and I haven't talked about this, so I'm sure it's been lost in the shuffle. And then after that, there's a, not after, we also have two policies that I want to revisit. after a certain time, including after we do a new policy. And the other one we can just do at any point, which is to really look over what actually is an appointed seat. And then after that, not after again, this can be done in different orders, are two that we have to create a new policy around how exactly we're going to handle recurrent slash term limits, and an ex officio policy. We're going to expand the policy we have for Bill to include Thomas and Leroy. So pretty good. 10 left total, and of that 10, only three are only half of those are new to us. Like, we've already looked at the other half. I'm really hoping that we'll get all these done by the end of the year. We have three meetings to do it in. I think we can do it, but we'll see. And that's it. Any questions about the snapshot of where we're at with PNP? Thank you very much to Kira for really being much more than my right hand, like literally the other half of this, updating everything, and with a great spreadsheet as well that helps me a lot visualize where we're at, because there's a lot of policies, lots and lots of them. So thank you, Kira. And that's it.
All right. Thank you both. So just a reminder, the next steering meeting is going to be on September 17th from 3 to 4:30. I don't know who's the next person to facilitate, but
Let me
maybe
tell you,
it's Thomas.
I can look that up right now. Just a moment.
Yeah, I bet it's Thomas.
Yes.
I
Derek's doing
have
next time. Yeah.
Derek. I
That
don't have
sounded
Thomas
good
for the rest of
to
the year. So I have Derek for October. So I need to shift that around because Derek. So it would be Thomas. Irma is correct. So if we just trade Thomas and Derek for August and October. I'm sorry. I skipped September entirely. So I'm doing September,
You're
like,
doing September.
yeah, I'm doing September. So
So
I'm
you're
sorry.
doing
Move
September.
ahead.
Okay.
So this month is Derek, next month is me, October is Thomas, and then Irma will close us out in November.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Wonderful. So thank you, everyone. It's nice to see all of you. We'll see you Monday.
Goodbye.
Richard had a question. I'm so sorry. Richard, you had a question?
Yes, I have a question. What picture shows up on the screen for me? I'm a little personal here, but
A sexy picture of you shirtless in board shorts.
okay, so I have the Cabana Boy shirt up, the
You
picture up.
do.
Okay, it's much better than
I would say that's more of a Cabana
you'd
man
rather it that way, wouldn't you? The right there, there we go. That's better.
Richard.
It's good to see everyone again. And just for a brief, I go home permanently on the 31st of August.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, everyone. I guess I'm
Good for you, Richard.
hearing this
I'll
picture
take
for.
a
Let me go.
look, and then
All right. Bye,
all right.
everyone.
Bye,
Thank you.
everyone.
Bye.
Mom, take care. See you Monday.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, Irma.
Market.
Bye.
Oh.